Yeah, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Wick Country Lower Downs Festival 2023. Trinity Trev here, Murray from Macquarie, National Talk Black. And look, very excited to be here. Like, technology, traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from, the Wick Mob. And like, we've had the opening ceremony, smoking ceremony, and the Quinkin dances. Welcome to country as well. And happy NAIDOC to you, Delhi Mob. We are celebrating NAIDOC as well. And we have the Yarraba performance happening right now. Former Mayor Errol Neil Muller is there performing, taking these young ones out, very young ones, and great to see. And speaking of Yarraba performances, Ganganji people, I'm going to have a Delhi yarn with Touche, Alfred Ray. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, my Yarraba.
To Delhi, my brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
I'm in Yarraba today, I'm Ganganji. But I'm also a Yarraba.
Yes.
I'm also from a meal, my grandfather, taken away from the country.
Yes.
But yes, so we've got visitors.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Touche, thank you very much, brother. So, when we get gatherings like so, we become one mob, don't we, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's powerful. Happy NAIDOC to you, my brother.
Same to you, my Yarraba. Happy NAIDOC to you and all the families out there.
And we're here celebrating the Lora Dance Festival. Brings our mob together. Gathering, dance, performance. The mob of Migaloo here as well. They get here to get educated and embrace our culture too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, all our Gadja brothers and sisters, they love us. Yeah. And that's what we always talk about, that one fire, one people.
One fire, one
we
people.
We as a nation, one fire.
And brother, here we are, you know, that Lora Dance Festival 2023. Now, you've got a performance group happening. Can you tell us a bit about your dance troupe? Some young ones there too, my brother.
Yeah, well the group that I'm performing with, they all Garigaris, all children.
Yeah.
And as we know, as children, they are future.
Yes, yes. And that's a prime example of why we've been operating and existed for 60,000 years, because we pass that culture on, don't we, brother?
Yeah, same. That's the way, that's how it was from the beginning, and that's the way it's always going to be.
Yes, true. So, Touche, living there in Yarraba, Ganganji man, Yarraba, beautiful, strong community, brother. And we talk about our festivals, we talk about our football, the Guyula, you know what I mean? We talk about our youngers being educated and our existence in 2023. We are here, always was, always will be.
Yeah, same, we're still here, still standing strong. And right here, right now, FYA being stronger and bigger than ever it was.
Yeah, so
our
very
children,
important.
And they're the ones that tear in this light.
Yes, exactly, you know. And I'll just say, it becomes a world-renowned event when you talk about stuff here. I meet people here from Finland, from Germany, you know. So we are wealthy with our culture, are we not, brother?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. That's where all our riches lie.
Yes.
Within ourselves and within our culture. We're one of the wealthiest people on the planet.
Yes, brother. Give me goosebumps. Look, it's so exciting. So do you make Lora Dance Festival, is it on your calendar every year?
Always.
Every 2 years,
every,
now, right?
Yep. Every, oh yeah, especially for us more, but Yarraba, like you mentioned before. Well, Yarraba, we're the largest community.
Yes.
And we got everybody from all these communities that can get sent to Yarraba.
And then we look at the connection to our brothers and sisters from the Torres Straits, who do have performances here as well. And there's a gathering of two people. One people, one fire.
Yeah, same. Well, for our families coming from the Torres Strait, we've been always trading with them from day one.
Yeah.
Isn't that a new thing? We've been trading cultures, song and dance.
Yes. Exactly, brother. And then you look at, like, we're watching Yarraba perform at the moment, and you've got Uncle Muller here, Errol Neil, former mayor of Yarraba, but still strong with his culture. Here he is, leading the young ones in regard to corroboree.
Well, that's it. Uncle Errol is still here leading our young ones. Well, he's been leading us when we've been gari-gari, and he's still leading our mob strong.
Yeah, too, Delhi.
Oh, we're blessed and we're proud of Uncle Errol.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Teaching us and all our gari-garis.
So tell me about your journey up here for the Lora Dance Festival with them young ones traveling with you. So you mob come in like a minibus, or how you travel, and how do you talk to the parents in regard to bringing them young ones, or the parents are with us as well? Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, we've got a few parents here. We come up on, or we've got a few buses.
Yes.
But we've been practicing home for the past few months.
Yes.
Yeah, you got the message out there asking all of our fire to come
And then young ones are proactive. They want to be part of it, don't they?
They want to be. And that's the best thing. Like, all you mob listening at this, have children, even your children, they love dancing with their mothers and fathers and uncle and aunts. Because that's the privilege we have. When we were small, we'd be dancing with their uncle and aunties and their papa and grannies. And them gadi-gadi up today. Your brothers and sisters out there, they want to dance with you as a parent and a grandparent. They love it.
Exactly. So we look at the young ones, and as we grow older and we go to high school, and then we may go to university, that culture is still within us.
It's still in you. That seems as well. We plant that seed when they gadi-gadi. That's the best time. You got to get it in there.
Yeah, sure, brother. And then when you come for performance like that, they were dancing when they're 6 years old. Now they're 56-year-old and still performing.
Oh, yeah. And each year as they're performing, you know, they're just getting stronger and stronger. And because they've been performing from when they've been children, they got the muscle memory there, all the memory there for the dance.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Like, you can take us away for the next 1,000 years from our TIFF. But our culture, our language, our song and dance is all that's living us and our children.
Too deadly, too beautiful, too deadly. Mob, you just tuned in. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, coming to you live from Wick Country, Nora Dance Festival 2023. Having a deadly yarn here with Touche. That's Alfred Ray, Gunganji man. And he bring young ones here to perform here at the competition, which is great to see. And it's strong, my brother, you know what I mean? Like you said, one people, one fire, black and white, we all get together. We can move forward in the 21st century. We've got the Voice to Parliament coming up. It's not a case of separation, but we need to come together as one, don't we, bud?
We have to. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Too long we've been separated and parted in this country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not we are. That's not all or what we are as
sure.
a nation.
Caring, sharing people. Caring, sharing people.
That's him.
That's who we are.
We've been always sharing and caring. That's why we stood on this rock here this long.
Yeah, brother.
Proud and strong.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful, beautiful. Touche, good yarning with you, my brother. You're going to look after them young ones. You stay black, you stay deadly, and we'll yarn soon. Love you, my brother. All the best, brother. Yeah, there it is. Beautiful yarn there. That's Touche, Alfred Gray, and he's leading the performances from Yarrabah Gaganji. So represent. And speaking of Yarrabah Gaganji, we're with Uncle Errol Neal, former mayor of Yarrabah, at the front here dancing now, opening up the program. We had the Quinkin Dance Festival dancers dancing and performing, and now we've got Gaganji Yarrabah playing, performing here, which is great to see. But stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
We need more brothers. Where to make it? Yeah. We need more sisters.
Yeah.
Where to send it? Gonna be there when we shout it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Are you the one who's gonna stand up and count it?
Yeah. Oh. Woo.
Are you the one who's always ready with a
we need your brothers and sisters out there. We need you.
Are you the one who understands?
Brother, solidarity.
Family plan.
Black and white. Even a yellow man like me.
Stand up. Stand
right
up. And be counted.
What's real? Country, crocodile, emu. That's
right. Stand up.
We sing and
stand
dance.
Stand up. And
we all we sing and dance and tell a story. That's what we do today, Laura.
Stand up.
For our elders.
Stand up.
2023.
And be counted.
Cheer ancient culture. We want you to be proud of our ancient culture.
Stand up,
proud Australian. Oh, oh, listen. Stand up.
Stand up and be
let me hear you. Go on, it's this side.
Stand up.
Stand up
and be counted.
I'm trying to hear you, brothers and sisters, at it. Okay.
Stand up.
Nope.
Stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Come on!
Stand up and be counted.
Come on, gentlemen! Solidarity!
Are you the one who's always ready with a helping hand?
It's up to you. Yes, it's no. Yes, no, it's no.
Are you the one who understands this family plan? Stand up!
Stand up
and be counted.
Come on, last one up, last one road! Stand up! Stand up! That's right! Thank you, Magra! Thank you, Bama Gabi Gabi, my people! You know, I've been coming here for nearly 40 years. I bring my people up, and I made it from day one, and the elders say, we're not here to compete. we intercept the standards. You know, how can we use this? That's politicians want to compete. Not just black fellas, Aboriginal people. We sit around the campfire like you've seen that dance here. Okay? It's not about us. It's not about all of us.
Truly, everyone, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at our Lura Dance Festival. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry National Talk Black. We just had the beautiful performance of Gigangi Yarrava mob there. Leading the way was Uncle Mala. That's Errol Neal, and the former mayor of Yarrava. And look, it's very, very exciting. Happy NAIDOC to wherever you are, your mob. Tuned into BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and also NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Great to be partnering up with them and put us across the country, wherever you may be. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Happy NAIDOC. We're excited to be here for 2023, and that's the Lura Dance Festival. After 2021, which we came back here, it's a biannual event, but we had a slow process in 2021 because of COVID-19. But we're now big and strong, about 5,000-odd people here. And I'm catching up with Deadly Mob across the way. I'm now going to catch up with Yana, with Sally Ann Atkinson, who's a co-chair, Trudy Truth, in regard to our existence in 2023. Sally Ann, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and a happy NAIDOC week to
happy
everybody.
Happy NAIDOC to you too, my sister.
To breakfast in Brisbane and lots of celebrations in Brisbane, but I've come up especially for this. Very exciting to see the Yarrava dancers,
yes.
Because I went to Yarrava, I think about a month ago, as part of our consultation. That was very special because
yes.
It was a women's business.
Lovely.
And I, as a very white person, was allowed in. So, and that's one of the important things about treaty. Because it's between the people of Queensland, the
yes.
government,
yes.
and Indigenous people, First Nations, but very important that people like me and my children and my grandchildren
yeah.
understand and accept and are part of it. So that's why I was appointed, because
yes.
by the government,
yes.
because I'm not Indigenous.
No, and that's beautiful to see. That's a part of the togetherness, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And that's the ingredient. So as a non-Indigenous person, you were put forward as the co-chair, Sally Ann Atkinson, and but all driving this vehicle going forward and bringing Australia together as one.
Absolutely. Well, in our case, bringing Queensland.
Okay, Queensland,
and,
yes.
And my co-chair is Cheryl Buchanan.
Yes.
It comes from
big shout out, Sarah.
Big shout out to Cheryl. But we're working towards setting up a treaty institute
yes.
in October and November, and then we'll work towards all the treaties between various non-Indigenous groups,
sure.
perhaps with each other,
yes.
as well as with the government. It's not easy, and
no.
that's always it's difficult to explain this to the wider population.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us the vehicle you're driving regarding Trudy and Treat, you know. So you make conversations with First Nation people in their community,
yep.
and paint the picture what this vehicle that you're driving.
Right. Well, the actual vehicle is going to be a treaty institute.
Yes.
Which will help people work out what kind of treaty and how to go about it. But obviously, a treaty is an agreement between people.
Yes.
So in this case, before we get to the treaty, the institute, we have to work out the truth.
Yes,
because
exactly.
so many people, so somebody of my generation got all the wrong kind of history.
Sure.
We didn't know. I'd never met any Aboriginal person
yeah.
till I was grown up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was extraordinary when I think about it. So we didn't.
And where
know
did you grow up, Sally Ann?
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold
on
Coast,
the Gold
okay.
Coast, went to school there.
Yes.
But so we've been going out to all these communities. I've been up to the Torres Strait. I've been out to Charleville and Roma, and I go out to Winton quite a lot. All these places, just yarning to people and
sure.
saying, how do you want the institute to work? And very importantly, how will the truth-telling work? Because
yeah.
we understand there's going to be a lot of pain.
Yes.
A lot of pain. That's what the healing is important for.
Sally Ann, I would say this as a non-Indigenous person who's a co-chair of this fantastic movement. What's your conversation with our non-Indigenous Australians about this space?
What?
Yeah, you must have some... You might be a target there, my sister.
Not many people understand that. I often am a target because
I also
come from the conservative side of politics.
Okay.
I was the Liberal Lord Mayor of Brisbane.
Okay.
So I have to do a lot of talking.
Yes.
But what I'm finding really wonderful is that once people understand, it's different. You know, there was that fear campaign around the Mabo time that, you know, we're going to lose our land. People are going, no, that's not what it's like. So once people understand that,
sure.
And that's why I do a lot of talk. That's why I'm delighted to be on radio, so I can keep talking to people.
Well, a voice for our people, National Talk Black. I've been doing the program for 11 years. It's a powerful voice, and we talk to anybody and everybody from all walks of life, and it's all about communication. And that's what we're talking about, the hat you're wearing as a co-chair for Treaty and Truth, you know. It's a vehicle, it's a communication, it's a platform where people can have their say, but also a two-way conversation.
It's a two-way conversation. There's a lot of sort of mistruths out there, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, there's a lot of, even some of the First Nations people I talk to, they'll accuse me and, you know, my family of things, and I go, no, that's not how it is at all. My family all live at West End in Brisbane, so my grandkids have gone to school with a lot of indigenous kids, so they don't know what all the fuss is about, but we all know, particularly sort of, you know, I'm about to turn 81, so I've been around for
a long time. You don't look at Sally Ann.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I've been around for a long time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure, thank you, thank you.
And so I've been through a lot of various stages, and to me it's just, this is so important. To have people understanding each other.
Well, Sally, and if you look at where we sit as Australians, you look at the government, for example. I mean, here we are in the 21st century. Australia is the only first world country that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people. That's not a good trophy to have. We're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth. Government, as well as non-Indigenous Australians, of course, First Nation people should embrace that, should they not?
Absolutely. And this morning I walked up to Split Rock, up to the top of that.
Good. 81 years old. There you go.
Yeah.
Went for a jog.
Not quite a jog.
Thank you.
But a bit of a stroll in the
stroll.
Climb.
Step
but
by step.
When I look at that wonderful rock art, and I feel so proud.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess the message for Indigenous people, that I say to Indigenous people, is don't make non-Indigenous people feel excluded.
Yeah, sure.
We all want to be part of this country. We want to work together. We want to be together. I want to be part of your culture. But lots of non-Indigenous cultures, they bring things too. So we should all be talking to each other and understanding.
Well, the old phrase, recognition, acknowledgement, babies cry for it, men die for it. All we're asking is the First Nation people to be acknowledged, to be respected. This was their country. It wasn't Chirinullah's, you know.
But we also need to understand that other people have come since, and they've brought something, so don't make them feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Because lots of them think of it as, you know, I mean, I'm born here. I mean, I've got no other country. This is it.
Sure. You know? Exactly.
You know, I think that's... But we talk about the truth has to be, first of all, accepted, recognized, acknowledged, and understood.
Understood, exactly.
Once that all happens.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's the platform regarding communication and conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come to the table with an open mind. But it is a two-way street. Ask the question and you'll get the answers, you know what I mean? But you only know what you know, Sally Ann.
Absolutely. Well, see, absolutely. You only know what you know. And what you don't know, ask.
Exactly.
Ask questions. I said to somebody the other day, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There are a few dumb answers, but just ask the questions.
Ask the question. My granddad used to say that life is simple, people complicated, but we are students for life, and we need to travel through life. We're like a parachute. If your mind's not open, you're cactus. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I think it's a scary thought.
Yeah, but have that conversation, you know. But when you say scary thought, well, it is in regard to your knowledge. You know what I mean? So if you're not a part of the truth telling and the treaty process, then you're living in dark ages.
And we've got a stand here, a stall, over at on the other side here at Laura, where people can go and get more information, and they can. We're giving away these t-shirts.
T-shirts. Have a conversation. Get a t-shirt.
Get a t-shirt.
Tell us about your journey quickly, Sally Ann Atkinson, Mayor of Brisbane.
Yes, a long time ago.
Thank you.
The only female Lord Mayor of Brisbane so far. So, you know, that's it. And it was great this morning to see the Quinquan dancers having women in dancing.
Yes.
And that's the first time.
Girls can do anything.
Girls can. So we've come a long way.
Yes,
you see?
Thank you.
So that's why I'm full of hope, because, as I said, I didn't know any Aboriginal people growing up.
Yes.
I went to university and I met a lovely woman called Margaret Valadian.
Okay.
She's in her 80s now. I didn't know any.
Okay.
So, you know, we have come a long way now. University of Queensland has a whole department and division and people working there, and now we're here. And you know, one of my grandchildren is here, and my son's here. My son Damien's. So a shout out to all of. He spent a year up at Ingenue, working up there. So lots of people up there know him. So it's. You know, we just got to spread the word.
Spread the word, and I want to just go back on the platform of women can do anything, girls can do anything, and congratulations and where you stand and the person you are. We need more female leaders, I reckon, in all facets, whether it be chairpersons, whether it be co-chair, whether it be managers, whether it be business owners. I think of my lovely wife's father's sister, and she was the mayor of Goulburn, and that's Marianne Norton, and so with us in spirit, but we need more leaders in the female
point of things. Well, there's a few up here. Alison Waller was my contemporary.
Okay.
And Kerry up at Arakoon is the mayor up there.
That's
Kerry
right.
Tamoy. Yes.
Exactly.
So there's quite a few good women around. And Danny Gropian, who was up at Ingenue, his daughter.
And 81 years old, so there you are. We're talking about... Brenda, you say, are you living or you're just waiting to die? Most people at home at your age paint their rocks white, but you are living life to the fullest and you're very active.
We
are so excited to have you as on the board for Truth and Treaty. So very important. But then there's an array of different people at the table. You know what I mean? So then the open conversation of steering this vehicle into the future, that's so very important.
Well, the important thing is going to be once the institute is set up.
Yes.
And I won't be there anymore because under the law, it's to be 10 Indigenous people.
Sure, rightio.
But then we've all got to keep the conversation.
Lovely.
So the bill came into law in Cairns.
Yes.
In May.
Yes.
When the Queensland Parliament came up. Oh, that was a wonderful moment.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, that was exciting.
And that's for the state of Queensland. So let me ask you this, Sally, and how does it affect us? Well, this body now, how does it be ruled by federal governments?
I don't know.
That's the question that a lot of our black people are asking.
I know.
In Queensland.
And that's why I've stayed away from any conversation about the voice or anything, because I'm just sticking to the treaty.
Yeah,
it's Queensland. I've got no control over everything else. You know, it's a good rule in life. Have the strength to change the things you can change,
sure.
And the courage to change the things you can't.
Exactly. But then we're over the line. Now we're driving the vehicle. But it's then focus on where we are. If it is Queensland, so be it.
Yep.
So we need to operate in that space.
And, you know, the Treaty Institute is happening. It's law.
Yeah, sure.
Law of Parliament, so exactly. It's happening.
Sally Ann Atkinson, very good yarn with you. Co-chair, thank you very much. Truth and Treaty in Queensland, alive and kicking well. We've got the thumbs up and the laws and regulations.
The law has become an act.
It's become an act and we're acting on it.
And the Treaty Institute will be set up in October or November.
Lovely.
And we're looking forward to hearing more.
Beautiful.
And I'll come and talk to you again.
Please do. We'll keep in touch. Thank you. Sally Ann Atkinson, former mayor of Brisbane. And she's the co-chair of Treaty and Truth. And it has been passed in May here in Queensland, for the state of Queensland, that Truth and Treaty is up and running and will be passed in October, as she mentioned. So fantastic. So have that conversation to you mob who live in Queensland. Have a yarn. Find out where we are and how we designed this vehicle and how we change the tyres and lubricate it and keep
change
it moving forward.
Change
the tyres. You like that, Talan? Like that? Change the tyres and keep moving forward. But the conversation's there. It's real. Now, whether or not how it affects us in regard to the federal government, doesn't matter. Let's focus on Queensland at this point in time. To other states and territories, there's a lot of work to be done. But stay tuned to your daily program here, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from Allura Dance Festival 2023 outdoor broadcast, and we are going right through for till Sunday. Stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM. Broadcast National Tall Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Laura Dance Festival 2023, Quinquin Country. We're here on Wick Country and look fantastic. Great to be here. Had the opening dances, Quinquin dances. Welcome to Country Dance. And we also like to make mention of iHeart and streaming. And you can also catch us on our webpage as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Happy NAIDOC to you, Deadly Mob. Trendy Trev here, catching up with all the Deadly Mob here. Now I'm going to catch up with former Mayor of Yarra, Errol Neal. Mulla. Mulla, a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Country. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Mulla.
Well, you know, my mob is your mob, our mob is we all one mob.
Lovely. Nicely said.
As my whole village said when, you know, he sadly passed away. And,
you know,
100 years, a long time, but 2 weeks ago. But what he actually said, and I asked him, where did we all started from? You know, where did it all start? We say, you know what he been told by whole people? We come from one mob. Then we've been break out. So that's why I say your mob, one mob. We bumming up.
Well, I just finished talking
anyway.
To Touche. Alfred Gray, he said the same thing, brother. One mob, one fire. We are one, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah. But from Yarraba. I live in Yarraba. And as I said, my parents were sent there as taken away. But, you know, Yarraba and my dad always said, is his home. But we all got a home, a country. And he's about my real home. So is Narborgen. Which is ran Mount Mulligan, west of near Dimboola, west of Mariba.
Okay, bro.
And but my mum, she same way.
Yes.
But she North woman too. She from Knighting up near Lockhart. So, but we're proud of, you know, where we, you know, even put aside the heartache and pain.
Yes.
We sent to Yarraba.
Yes.
Our people, but we love Yarraba, and Yarraba is our home.
Yes.
And we like to think Yarraba being the mother mission, as it was known back then, that, you know, we draw our strength from that we all there living together.
So you claim Yarraba as your community, but bloodline you're not.
No, I don't claim.
Okay.
I don't claim.
Okay.
My Alfred tell me like this way.
Yes.
We've been given. My mother were given to that family.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay.
See, when people get a bit political when they talk about claiming this and that.
Exactly.
So,
hang
on, you know, a lot of our people like have been given.
Yes.
And
that's colonization did that.
Yeah. And the thing about it, you know, people didn't understand, even though what the policies and what they were doing, trying to segregate and all this, but our people can look as they were walking in or where they were coming by boat or, you know, been removed from their place, their home, they look at the features of them. And they look in their eyes, and they listen to them cry, and they know exactly where they come from.
Yeah.
And they embrace them. They say, you're home, you're safe, you're Yarraba.
Yeah, brother.
And that's the way, not only us,
yes,
all the Aboriginal communities, and it's been a place where really we draw a little bit of comfort and you know, security.
Mm.
But we have our problems.
Yeah, we do, exactly.
And like anywhere else.
Mm.
But, you know, we have survived, Brother Tim, you know,
like
you and I, we know we went out in the football field battling against each other, but that sport, when it came together, we were there in the streets.
Mm, exactly.
You know, trying to make a point.
So beautiful, so true, brother. And here we are at Laura Dance Festival 2023. Tell us about your dance troupe. Now, Gunganji, you guys perform first. Tell us about the dance troupe and how young they are, and also that's culture being passed on. There's another 50 years of Gunganji, is there not?
Well, you know, we, like you say, you know, we've been coming here for over nearly 40 years. We came at one people, one Yarraba mob. But we are many, many, many nations. But we come together, and this place gives that opportunity to not only share culture, but it's time for healing.
Yes.
Time to catch up with family.
Yes.
Catch up all them broken. You know, the connection and healing that again. And you know, thank God we got, you know, we moved up in the technology world where we got communication much better, like Bama Bipra, like you, Trevor. You know, it's important to us.
It is.
And, you know, that's
the yarning circle extended on the airways.
That's right. You know, that's the song line, the story line, and the technical thing. But we have to have the same values. And what I say to my people, you know, we can have a little indifferences, but end of the day, we're black.
Thank you. We are Aboriginal. One. So we are Aboriginal.
And we have to be responsible.
Exactly.
We can't afford to be, you know, trying to compete against each other. Try to be together, unite.
Exactly. So, my brother, having these young ones performing, dancing, I mean, it's like I said, you're passing on the knowledge. They're so passionate about what they're doing. So you can see that our future is in their hands. It's in good hands.
Well, you know, culture is not something that you go to places like this where you got to choreograph, you got to ting. You know, culture starts at home. Starts at home. The values of respect, all that, it starts at home. And every family has a story, has something. But, you know, we have to do our best we can to get them ready and prepare them. And that's a challenge. But when times come like this, you know, it's time where you really they can come out into the world and have the confidence to stand up and be, you know, candid and promoting an ancient culture and getting them at the early age is very important.
Very important.
You know, like I say, our religion is our tradition.
Our religion is our tradition.
And that's all we got, brother.
That's all we got, brother. It's strong. It's a strong foundation for us. Trev Delimob just tuned in. Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, live here at Laura Dance Festival 2023. Outdoor broadcast. Happy NAIDOC. Having a deadly yarn here with Muller. That's Errol Neal, former mayor of Yarrabah. And let's talk about the political space. We've got Voice to Parliament. What's your thought on Voice to Parliament, my brother?
Well, a bit of truth telling here. And I say this. I'll say this, and when they came to Yarrabah for the affirmation, you know, they're promoting the. My dad was there then. I think it was back in November last year, but the Yarrabah affirmation. But, you know, I'm like, we were like, our community were like, and so does the 3% of Australia. Asking questions. And rightfully so, the 3% have the right to say, well, no one talked to me. So I think the architects, in my personal team, they may have underestimated the 3%. So a lot of our people were confused because there's a lot of personality pointed at people and leaders. But I think, from people, you know, goodwill of people got to put these personalities aside. And I said like this, I was confused sitting on a fence to which way. But, you know, I've been in the street. I've been fighting for sovereignty, treaty. I've been fighting for black man rights, ancient culture, to respect it. But what I come to the point is this, what my dad said. And he's been there from 1956 Yarrabah. You know, the strike in Yarrabah from 1967. And when we got the opportunity to vote, only to vote, but Aboriginal Australia got behind the Labour movement. Because it was the commie, the Labour, the socialist government that supported our people, their rights. Because, you know, anyway,
so be careful with that fella.
That, because and the history he here come all the way along. People felt they were giving us a bit of hope.
Yeah.
Now, try not to be politically, but for Aboriginal people in a call on sovereignty, I tell you, look at some bit of history from the 1967 to the 1975 referendum, but then changed the Racial Discrimination Act. But, you know, Gough Whitlam, when he poured it in. Labour Prime Minister of Australia, give me a country, to that whole brother there, uncle. My dad stood beside these people, like Vincent Langari, gave back his country. Then, you know, another decade later, he had another Prime Minister of Australia that literally cried, the Prime Minister calling for a treaty, and this was Bob Hawke.
Yes.
And then
there's nothing I would rather be than to be an Aborigine and watch you take my precious land away. For nothing gives me greater joy than to watch you fill each gallon boy with superficial existential shit.
Australia, who's gonna save ya?
Dreaming is an art, it comes from the start. You gotta make sure it comes from the heart. You gotta get it right to feel the inner light.
Dreamtime, dreamtime, dreamtime. Dreamtime believer, yeah, believer. Traveling through the dreamtime like an eagle in the sky. Looking through my life, dreaming from up high. I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, believer.
In my younger days, my father taught me the good old-fashioned ways. How to survive off this land, to respect and be a loving, caring man. Now the years have
jeng aji na me bi gol me. Wajan ngaji na me bi gol me. Poi nan go go me e jo wanda wara wara poi nan go. Ya 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 ko.
People everywhere,
the red plate,
everyone searching for Andrew.
As you can see, we come, Arakon makes out a five clan, Appalachian, Wanchinam, Winman, Putch. But now you see just one paint with the dots. We all represent Appalachian clan right now, and it's the fine dots. Putch is similar with the same markings, but more bigger dots. Putch is dirty water, Appalachian is the clear water, because we come from the saltwater country. And we all the saltwater people from the Wick clan. And this one is the eagle dance, but because I'm Kogo, and Kogo Mumin also, but it's part of Wick. But I will be singing. And as you know, if you don't know me, my name is Maria Calciota. And I'm the traditional song woman, only one traditional song woman from the Wick clan. But I have three brothers that sing also. Amina kolo ngochoro wanta yezwa. Amina kolo ngochoro wanta yezwa. Edwa le, edwa winga winga le. Edwa. Amina kolo ngochoro wanta yezwa. Kwa. Kang kang.
Kang kang. Kang kang.
Amina kolo ngochoro wanta yezwa. I'm in the cool of what you're around, I'm in the wing of the lead,
And now this is the last one, and this is called Petam, the warm-up dance. We come to the festival ground or wherever there's house opening and sorry business at home, we sing this particular song to open and to close. So now it's time for us to leave this ground now.
Thank you very much to the Wick Nation dancers from Arakoon. Ladies, you know, give them a big round of applause. A lot of energy, a lot of story in there. If he's all listening, there's good storylines in there.